Filmmaker Nicole Kahn is here to talk about her new production, Nesting Doll, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about Nesting Doll.
It started out as an homage to both my son and my daughter. One of the things that I wanted to do is tell a story about a special needs character. And I've been batting this around forever since I, you know, had Nicholas. And I would talk to producers about it, and they'd be just, we're not interested in seeing that. You know, nobody wants to see that. It's too downer. And I'd be like, downer? I mean, they're a special part of our lives that, you know, a lot of people may not know about. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do with Nesting Doll, is to present a special needs character in the way that I experience special needs, which every child or person that I've met with a disability, who is medically fragile, who has Downs, who's autistic, I find them incredibly evolved in a way that I feel like that we're not, because of the way that we live in the world, in our three-dimensional world. I feel like they experience the universe in a completely different way that I personally feel like is more evolved. So when I look at my son and also the character of Freddie that's based on and played by Cal Farron, who we're introducing in this film, I see spirits who are almost always happy, always, you know, eager, always enthusiastic, and never complain. And so for me, it's like, if people can be like that all the time, then to me, they've figured it out, whereas a lot of us haven't. And Cal Farron is that embodied to the max. He's, you know, it's like I always say, when you hug him, you feel like you're hugging God. He is just truly a special boy.
What were other inspirations for telling the story?
The other inspiration was my daughter. I wanted to do a story about mothers and daughters, which is what Nesting Doll is at its core. It shows a variety of mother-daughter dyads that we all have run into or know from our own selves, that relationship between a mother and daughter is so exquisite, so intimate, and also so fraught with challenge and turmoil and strife. And so that was the other element that I wanted to explore. And encased in this whole piece is also a beautiful, beautiful love story between two women who are very, very broken, who are brought together by Freddie. And so it's kind of a lot of things in this film, because I wanted to try to do a lot of different things that I hadn't done before. And so you have this, you know, beautiful love story, you have this incredible special needs character, and you have that mother-daughter exploration, which is all wrapped up in a ribbon of sort of a puzzle-making cinematic experience. And by that I mean, my daughter and I have done puzzles for years and years and years, and I became absolutely obsessed with them. So one of my characters is a puzzle designer, and the story is very sort of confusing at first. You get little bits and pieces of information, much like when you start a puzzle and you don't quite know where, you know, this blue puzzle piece, does it fit into over by the sky, or does it fit in over by these shadows? And by the time that you're done finishing a puzzle, you're just plopping those pieces in, you know, lickety-split. And that's how the film sort of goes. It's sort of like watching a cinema puzzle, so that you get all of these elements that you're not quite certain about, and then everything comes very clear at the end.
What do you hope to accomplish with this film?
I always want people to feel. I always want them to go on a journey. Those are the things that I absolutely, you know, hope that my films do. And that's what, you know, I'm sort of known for people really, you know, feeling sort of the intense emotions that we have when we fall in love, or we discover new things about ourselves, or we heal. With this film, I really hope to present a different face to special needs, and to, like I was saying earlier, convey that, you know, folks with special needs, I feel like we need them more than they need us. And that's sort of the mantra of that storyline. They make us really understand things about ourselves I don't think that we would know otherwise. For instance, my daughter, it just is, you know, applying for colleges. I can't believe it that she's going to be running off next year. But one of the things she had to do was do her main essay for all the college applications. And I had no idea what she was going to write about. And when I read her college app, I literally bawled, because the entire thing was about how she is who she is because of Nicholas, her brother, who is very special needs. And, you know, a lot of the times because she doesn't talk about that with me, I guess I sort of, I don't know what I thought, how much of it affected her or not, but it really has, you know, in her mind, made her who she is. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to do with that part of the storyline, is try to get people to see a really different side. Instead of, you know, feeling, I've had so many people saying, I don't know how you do it, I feel so sorry for you. It's like, don't feel sorry for me, because I feel like I've got the greatest kid on the planet. Do you know what I'm saying? It's, I want them to see that other side. Another thing I want to do with this film is something I have never done before. I'm doing two stage dance pieces in this movie. One of the leads is Kayla Radomski. She was a finalist in So You Think You Can Dance in 2008 or 9. And she plays Samantha, the mother of Freddie. And she is a dancer and she teaches dance. I mean, she's not a dancer because she's had a special needs son. And you know, the only thing that she can do to make a living is to teach dance. So there's a beautiful storyline dance between her and her son. And then I've also am going to be shooting the dance, the love scene, as a dance. The other lead who plays Mackenzie is Zoe Ventura, who's a really well-known actress in Australia. She's very beloved there. You know, I said, okay, you've got the part. And she said, is that because of my being a dancer? And I was like, what? And we were all like, you know, we couldn't believe it. She's actually a dancer, too. So they are actually going to be able to do the dance themselves, which will be really beautiful.
What would you like to accomplish with your work now?
Well, there's two things I'd like to accomplish. You know, after I do this film, this is another, what we call industry known as an ultra-low-budget film. So one of the things I'd like to accomplish with this work is to reach a wider audience. So my next film will hopefully have a larger budget, because it is just too difficult to do these films this low when you're trying to do sort of the things that I want to do. I want to, you know, do new things each time I make a film. So this has a lot of locations. It has a lot of aspects. It has special effects. It has a dance sequences in it. I want to be able to do those things with my work so that I can keep moving into, you know, a higher level of filmmaking. What I want to do for the audience is always, always, I want to make them feel. I hope I can change minds. I feel like I have a really good track record helping people find themselves when they see my work. You know, I certainly have had thousands of letters from Little Man to Elena Undone to A Perfect Ending, where people, you know, have found themselves through those movies. And much like Little Man, that reached an entirely different audience, that's what I'm hoping to do, is sort of marry the two audiences with this film, the special needs community and the LGBTQ community as well.
How do you see our LGBT community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Well, not just our community, but any community that has been marginalized in any way has to move forward very, very carefully and also very vocally. I mean, we all need to really be paying attention, do some heavy lifting for the next few years to try to get a, you know, an entirely different look, face in Congress, flip the Senate, certainly, maybe get the House equalized. I don't see any other way moving forward with this insanity other than trying to flip the levers of power, and the only way that we can do that is by voting and making our voices heard. I can't even tell you, I spent 3 months in utter depression after he won. I feel like, you know, things were rolled back. I think that, you know, we move carefully, but we move vocally, and we use our dollars, and we use our voice in voting.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
Well, I know it's very, very difficult to tell teens that this too shall pass. Anybody who's raised a teen knows their feelings run so deep and so raw, and they hurt so deeply that it's almost impossible to, you know, really get them to realize that hopefully in the next 4 years this will be, you know, done. But also, if it's not, that we have, like I said, shifted the power a little bit so it's a little bit more even. I think that these kids need to reach out to their peers, to school counselors, to anybody that they trust in, tell people about their fears about what they think is going to happen with Trump in the White House, and that for teens especially, I think the most important thing is to try to feel like they have a safe place during this administration, and that that we try to take care of them as much as possible.
How can people get information about Nesting Doll?
They can go to Facebook and go to my Nicole Conrider director page or the Nesting Doll Film Facebook page. They can also go Twitter at Nesting Doll Film, Twitter at Nicole Con, and Instagram at Nicole Con Films.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
There's been a great deal of crowdfunding on Nesting Doll. However, we definitely need more money because the film is, as one of my producers said, extremely ambitious. You know, I'm trying to do a lot of things in it, and I'm hoping that I can do all those things, but we definitely need money for post-production. We have all the money to shoot the film, but we definitely need money for post-production. And if you'd like to get involved in any way on that level, please contact me at assistant@nicolecon.com.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. Well, I'd like to tell you the quote for Nesting Doll, and our mantra within our crew is illegitimi non carborundum, which is Latin for don't let the bastards grind you down. Nesting Doll has been very, very difficult to get off the ground and is the most tortured childbirth I've ever had with any of my film babies. But my personal mantra is the Serenity Prayer, as well as just these four words: love, gratitude, grace, and forgiveness. Whenever I'm having a difficult time, I, you know, apply one or all of those words, and I usually am able to, you know, make it through whatever's going on.